Hi there. The word for you today is on Rahab. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the New Living Translation, God says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good. Note something else about Rahab. While everybody else was preparing to fight, she was preparing to surrender. Somehow Rahab had heard the things God had done for Israel, how he'd turned the Red Sea into a red carpet, converted rocks into drinking fountains, made breakfast for them every morning in the wilderness, and actually dried up the waters of the Jordan River. What a God. Now, Rahab may not have been very wise when it came to her body. After all, the Bible says she was a harlot, but she was wiser than everybody else in town when it came to her soul. She wasn't about to fight God, for she knew it's a fight you can't win. So for her, the path to victory was, you've got it, surrender. And that is the right path for you too. Look, if only you'll stop trying to, quote, run the show and turn your life over to Christ. But he'll take you to places of blessing you've always dreamed of, longed for, but never knew how to get to. God had a great future for Rahab. Think about it. He planned to make her a progenitor to King David, and through him, our blessed Lord Jesus himself. How's that for recycling? And the God who loves the down and outer and the up and outer will do the same for you, regardless of the spiritual condition you may be in at this moment. Why do we say that? Because of this great promise. Please listen to this. It's for you. But God says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Isn't that what you need? So what should I do? You say, here it comes. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look to me wholeheartedly, you will find me, and I will end your captivity. Here it comes, and restore your fortunes. Now, if God could love and bless a Rahab, then he can love and bless you and turn your life around, if you let him.